Episode 2973, Master Your Morning.
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people drive. Happy, happy day. I hope you're ready for an extraordinary one because it is Wellness Wednesday and I want you to feel good. Oh, no, wait. I want you to feel great all the way from your head to your toes, inside and out. It is your time to shine, but in order to do that, well, you got to master your morning. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and to sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, this episode is brought to you by AIM, Inspiring Connection and Community. So how do you start your day? Henry Ward Beecher said, "The first hour of the morning is the rudder of the day." So if you want to steer your day in the right direction, well, it's time to master your morning. So my question, and it's a strange one, here we go. I know this is coming out of totally left field. Do you feel like Jane Fonda, Denise Austin, wait, how about Arnold Schwarzenegger or Jack LaLanne? Huh? Mind blown yet? I know. Are you scratching your head going, who in the heck are these people? Or if you're not, well, then, you know, you've been around for a while, and that's me. All of those four people, they are recognized as fitness experts. Maybe it's the leg warmers that caught your eye, or walking while always smiling. Oh, wait, and then you have bodybuilding or juicing. Can you match those all together? Yeah, it's a lot of fun. But what all four of them have in common is how they start their day. They rise up with intention. It's not about being lazy in the morning. It's striking while the iron is hot. And I think a lot of us are sitting here pretending that we have life all put together. We act like, okay, I can stay up late and get up early at my normal time. But what happens over days, into weeks, into months, into years, into decades? Okay, I'm not going to go any further than that. Let's just stop there. But what happens? We age worse, honestly, because we are adding extra stress to our body, which makes what? Our cortisol then rises, and we have a mess on our hands, and then we're a mess. Okay, feel that way today? Well, we're going to wipe the slate clean. You're not going to be lazy. You're going to strike while the iron's hot. And that means you're going to what? Master your morning. When you look at what you do when you first get up, right? You're refreshed, you're renewed, and you're ready to hit the ground running. So if you want to live your best life always, you got to master your morning. That is your Kiss to Keep It Simple strategy. Master your morning. Now, most health professionals would include what we're going to talk about here, okay? But what I want you to do is I want you to put on your personal spin to it. And there's seven things we're going to talk about. Some you're going to know, and some you're going to be like, oh, I hadn't thought about that. Or wait, that's a great thing to add in. I want you to look specifically to you. This is not about judgment. This is not about comparison. Okay. This is not about, Christiane, I think I heard you talk about this. Well, I don't remember, but I know you have. Yes, I have, because this is important. And I know for me, I am not one who does really well at going to bed early. I need to go to bed early. And that's what I'm working on. So what? So I can, number one, rise early. Get up when all is quiet and focus on what you need to start your day. Keep the distractions at bay so you can conquer the day, right? But remember that if you're going to rise early, you need to go to sleep early too. And so when I'm up late, when I'm hitting that 12, 1, and yes, 2 a.m. mornings, and I do have them, unfortunately, my mornings don't start real early. But if they do, because honestly, probably of those days, I would say 3 of the 5 days that happens, I'm still getting up early. And when I say early, it's between 5 and 6 o'clock in the morning. And you're already calculating in your head, and how can you get through your day? Exactly my point. I get through it, but probably not as well as I could if I was to go to bed early. So if you're going to arise early, you have to go to bed early too. So those go hand in hand. And I know it's hard. I get it. We're busy people. But at some point, you're going to realize that you're not getting any younger. And if you want to take care of your body, if you want to live for decades and decades more, you've got to go to bed early so you can rise early. So you can slow down the process of your stress, of your cortisol production. Some of that is good, right? If you're in a fight or flight moment, you got to have your adrenaline kick in. You've got to have some other things happen, and things are going to rise in your body called your hormones, and that's a good thing. But to happen because you're not making good choices, not so much. So rise early. Number two, hydrate. Start your day with 1 glass of water. I like to do it before my feet actually, or probably more so as my feet are hitting the ground, because my water bottle, my glass stays right by my bedside. Now, I'm one who does wake up in the middle of the night. It's not always to go to the bathroom, by the way, but I am thirsty for whatever reason. My body needs a lot more water. And I do my best to drink at least 2 liters throughout the day and not 1 liter at night. But if I haven't drank way over that 2 liters, pushing it into my 3, then I sometimes wake up a little bit thirsty. And so when I'm kind of startled and I wake up and I'm kind of groggy, I'm like, okay, I want to drink. So when I really wake up and it's time to actually get out of bed on purpose, for a purpose, then I make sure I hydrate. Now, if you want to be really creative, I would suggest, number one, you add 2 glasses of water in the morning when you rise before you have any other liquids, and make your first glass of water include lemons. Oh, let me tell you, this is going to do your body good. It's going to bring your body to alkaline, okay? It's going to neutralize you to where your body can do what it needs to do, as in your gut. And it's going to help you throughout the entire day. It's going to wake up your cells, and you're going to feel much better. So rise early. Hydrate. Number three, exercise. Oh, you thought I would skip that one, didn't you? But it's a number three. Pick a workout, though, that you like. That might be running, walking, strength training, I don't know, circuit training, CrossFit, yoga, Pilates, that's just to name a few. The key, though, is to do something that revs up your heart rate. I don't want you to do something where you're just, well, sitting around and you're, you know, binging on Instagram reels or watching your favorite show, unless if you're on the treadmill, unless if you're on the elliptical, or maybe you're running, okay? Use that time to get out even in nature. You know, spring is around the corner. Guess what? Saturday into Sunday, guess what it is? Daylight savings times. We are springing forward. So yes, unfortunately, you're losing an hour. I know, that makes us all the worse. And you're like, master my morning, and you're telling me I'm going to lose an hour? Yes, I am. But that's okay. Deep breath, you can get through this. So what I would do is I would do something, because spring is coming and we're getting to warmer weather. Get outside. I mean that. Get outside and do something outside. Don't stay cooped up in your house. That fresh air does your body good. And I'm telling you, there is so much research out there that supports us as human beings being a part of nature, how that enhances our creativity, allows us to what? Focus better. It gives us a sense of belonging. It gives us the connection to our creator. So there's a lot of reasons why to get yourself in nature. That's where I like to be, if at all possible. And so I'm working on that personally. So rise early, hydrate, exercise. Number four, eat. I know you're thinking, eat? Oh, I love to eat. I do love to eat. I want you to enjoy a solid, healthy meal that includes protein, complex carbohydrates, and healthy fats. This will give you the energy you need to start your day. You want, at this point right here, when it comes to eating, you want to eat a balanced meal for your body. Now notice I added that on there, for your body. Every body is different. And so you need to eat to your body. And that means you got to pay attention. You know, for me, I'm doing some sensitivity testing. I'm working specifically on taking out food groups right now with my body and seeing how they react. And then I introduce it back in. And oh my goodness, I'm like, okay, if something's going to happen and it does within the first 15 to 20 minutes, oh dear, okay, that's an out for me. Now, if I'm okay with feeling kind of bleh, or kind of like I'm going to curl up on the couch and just go to sleep, all right, that's fine. But what I need to do is what serves me best majority of the time. You've got to look at it too. What can you eat that's balanced for your body? Number 5, prep and plan. Get what you need to jumpstart your day. I want you to organize your day based on priorities, not fires, and then set your goals. So this is your prep and plan. Now, I actually do a little bit of my preparation the night before. That's my secret. And I look at it. I make sure I look at my calendar. I want to know what's on there, what's scheduled, making sure I've got everything taken care of. And I usually do that towards the end of my workday when I'm calming things down. I maybe take a quick gander at it while I'm cooking dinner. It just depends on what's happening that evening. But then I can go to bed not worrying about, oh my gosh, did I do that? I already know everything's taken care of. So in the morning, when I come and prep and plan, it's more so, okay, this is what it is. This is what has happened. And this is where I'm going. And I want to make sure I accomplish 1, 2, 3. And I don't give myself any more than 3. Now, does that mean I only do 3 things a day? No. I probably still do about 23 things a day. But I'm not talking about my responsibilities. I'm talking about specifically work-driven, house-driven, not your normal responsibilities, but let's say you got contractors coming over or you're painting a room. Okay, it's specifically to what you need, as in not your normal patterns. Make sense? I know, kind of crazy. But that's important to understand. And then if you're so overwhelmed with 3 things, and take it down to, I have my responsibilities and I have my number 1. And if that's what I get done for the day, that's what I'm happy with. So you've got to work with you. So take these suggestions and figure out what you need for your everyday. Number 6, this is so important. Practice gratitude. It doesn't matter how you do it. And this is from Nike. Just do it. We have got to be more thankful. We are so busy that we don't even say thank you hardly anymore. We don't see each other. We don't notice people. And I think if we can get back to the basics, we can impact even greater. So practice gratitude for yourself. And if you get up kind of like, and it's kind of a blah morning for whatever reason, then when you go into your gratitude moments, you can understand and go, wow, I do have a lot to be grateful for. I'm thankful that I have breath today. And if that's the only thing you can say, then say that. Thank you, Lord, for the breath you've given me. Now help me use it to the best of my ability and to your glory. And number 7. Now this number 7 one is very, very special. You need to master what matters. This is open season for you to choose whatever you need to do. Now, if you look at all 7 of these, it honestly would not take anywhere but 30 minutes to 60 minutes. Okay, 30 minutes to an hour to get all of this done. So that excuse that you were thinking of at the very beginning about, oh my gosh, she's talking about morning routines. That's the last thing I want her to talk about. You have no excuse. I just squashed it. 1 hour for you to get up early so you can change how you steer your day. Yeah, it's worth it. And I know at the beginning, it's going to be a little bit of a challenge. It's going to be hard, but when you really set your mind to it and you know that I'm taking care of me, then that's ultimately where success begins. It doesn't begin at you reaching your goal. It begins at point A, not ending at the destination. So to master your morning, you must master what matters. So my challenge for you, I know there's a lot, but how are you going to steer your morning? Right? What is the rudder of your day going to look like? That first hour. Is it going to be totally chaos? Or are you going to say, no, I want to wake up so I can have some calm? I remember the chaos. Mom of five. Wait, it's a party every day. So that means it's chaotic every single morning. And man, when I wake up, I am raring to go, and I go. Now, that's naturally who I am. For some people, you got to slowly get your engine going. All the more reason to master your morning. You need that time. And so there's no reason to say, well, I just don't have time. I don't have this. No, you do have time. It's called being intentional, right? It's called, do I really want to do this and committing to it? Let's go back to the question. Jane Fonda, Denise Austin, Arnold Schwarzenegger, and Jack LaLanne. Don't you want to have something really cool in common with them? It's your morning routine. No, you don't have to look all body buffed up like Arnold Schwarzenegger. You don't have to juice all the time like Jack LaLanne. You don't have to worry about wearing those leg warmers like Jane Fonda did. And with Denise Austin, she's always got a smile and she's walking, going on to the next exercise routine. But what you do need to have in common with them is your morning routine. I promise you, you change that one thing, you will impact the world that you touch even greater than what you do now. So my prayer for you, may your focus be greater than your fear of not trying. Your body needs you to be strong so you can ready yourself to impact the world you touch. Go out, be present, be incredible, be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a glorious, blessed day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.